Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guest, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the show, Wellness Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here today. Today, we are going to be talking about music frequencies. What are they? What are those sounds that heal? And what does healing really mean when you're using it by a frequency or by a sound? What does it mean? Does it mean something's wrong with me and tomorrow I'm going to get up and I'm all good again? Or what does a frequency mean in I'm just having some thoughts or I need to meditate a little bit deeper? Or maybe I just feel a little bit of anxiety? Or maybe I just need to center myself. I don't know about you, but I don't know where the energies are going these days. Today, it is June 16th, the 16th year, so we're 6-16-16. Interesting date. And today I got up and I said, wow, I'm bumping into the walls today. What's up with this? Feeling like my energy is so scattered. How do you ground yourself? Is it always sit down and meditate and, oh, I'm good to go, you know, a little bit of incense, a little bit of, you know, white candles and everything's all right? Well, for many people, that's not the answer. So today we're going to be talking to Ted Winslow. He's a best-selling recording artist, producer, and composer, and he has two great albums we'll be talking about today, Love and Gratitude and Solfeggio's Healing Frequencies with the Fairies. Ted, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, Dr. Jeanette, thank you so much for having me on to Wellness Radio. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, thank you so much. Listen, it's been, I don't know about you, but interesting date we picked today, huh?
it's all divine.
It sure is, and I'll tell you that, 1 p.m. high time in my time zone. So, you know, Ted, I tell you, the energies have really been shifting, and then we get good at it, and then we're okay, and we find a balance and an even keel. And then the next day we get up, we go, oh, my gosh, what hit me now, you know? Like I said today, I'm, like, bumping into the walls. What's up with that? Are you finding this with yourself or with others when they say, you know, something's just off in the energies?
Yeah, I think a lot of people can agree right now that there's definitely a lot of energy going around, not just in America, but also in, you know, where we're going internationally as well. Mm-hmm. A lot of change has kind of taken place. I had an appointment and met the guy face-to-face yesterday, and so we had an appointment, you know, later on, and totally not – and I swore I saw him write it down. It was like I just walked into another time zone just to verify on it with him, and so it is what it is. We just kind of smile and keep on going and make sure that we're, you know, grounded and centered and in our own presence.
You know, and I think the best thing when things like that happen is that you just let them go. Because what, and some people try to grasp and they say they make the other person wrong or they feel guilty themselves or they say, well, we have to reschedule, we have to get it, it has to be done. When really, if you look at it, it's already been done in another parallel time, perhaps. Or it's already been done in this reality and you were just catching up. And whatever that might be along the path where you are in the moment, it's like, oh, okay, let it pass.
Oh, exactly. It's like trying to fight waves. And when you realize that you're fighting the wave and they're pushing you backwards, maybe you're not meant to be going forward. There's something you're supposed to see back there a little bit and then take an alternate route.
Yeah, I don't even fight things, you know. I think I was with someone the other day and they were like, I had said something and they quickly went on the defensive and I said, what's the point? I just don't get the point, you know? So we just kind of have to let those things go. So, Ted, can you share with the listeners what you call these solfeggio sounds? Because really, it has a very specific definition. And the point is a lot of people don't know what that means or what a frequency might mean.
Sure, you bet. I'm going to kind of go a little bit further before I start talking about solfeggio, because I want to kind of go through historically speaking on where I've traced some of this back. And I traced it back to about 1300 BC in India, and then it kind of pops back up again in the 11th century in Europe. And then an area that really fascinated me was roughly around 571 to 495 BC. A Greek philosopher, astronomer, and mathematician, we all know of Pythagoras, who's considered the intellectual and spiritual godfather of sound medicine. During that time, he's basically traveling all through Mesopotamia, Syria, Egypt, Greece, and Babylon. And granted, most of the information that we have on him was reported to be burnt down through the library in Alexandria. But he's credited with such things as music theory, the theory of music. Those who are really deep into music, such as myself, will see certain tunings, it's algorithms that you can use. It's called a Pythagorean tuning, and it all deals with harmonic values. And so you can imagine back in, you know, in the around 500 BC, is he's walking through one of these areas, and he comes across a blacksmith who is hammering out some sort of metal on his anvil. And Pythagoras starts hearing these vibrations and these pitches and these frequencies. And his mind starts racing with all of this of what it is. So he races back to probably his modern-day studio at the time, and he develops what's called a monochord, which is just like a one-string guitar. And he's able to figure out the relationship on the string mathematically so that the frequencies, and this is where he starts realizing where the frequencies are and the octaves and the harmonics. So solfeggio, going back to the original question with solfeggio and what is it, it's really all mathematical formulas of which universal frequencies are going to be derived from. They're going to consist of sacred geometry and sacred numerology, and that these are the frequencies which are going to have a profound effect on our health and our wellness, especially in this third-dimensional world of which we live in. So there's originally about six sacred solfeggio frequencies, and I always see them coming in numbers of three, as I'll explain here in a second, and they'll expand out. And they're mathematically and harmonically related to each other, but they've been hidden for many years. And these six solfeggio frequencies are the sound vibration rates reported to be the sound vibration rates for creation and destruction. And you can find them originally mentioned in Numbers in both the Bible and the Torah, and that they've been linked as well to the hymn of John the Baptist. And those who are familiar with them are with the frequency of 528, that's going to be one of them. So there's, of the six, there's ut, re, mi, fa, sol, la. And the hertz, so when I talk of hertz, that's the frequency of the vibrations that's going to be happening in that. So the first one, ut, is 396, re is 417, and mi is 528. Now I'm going to stop on this one for a second, because mi, spelled M-I, is also what I kind of like to think of is the first two letters for miracle, which, you know, could be a coincidence or not. Right. And also reported with the miracles of DNA repair. And there's a lot of studies that are going out with this with frequencies. I've been kind of looking at some Russian scientists who have done it. And so you can see with the healing factors that are dealing with this 528 frequency. The sixth part of the scale is going to be 852. So we can see a relation between 528 and then there's 852. And it starts to form a triangle with all of that.
Well, you know, it's interesting you talk about the numbers, because a lot of times people will say, I go on YouTube and I see all of these music frequencies there, and I'm not quite sure what to pick or choose. but I just kind of like scatter myself around and whatever sounds good to me, right?
Right. That's it. That's kind of where I went with it. I started with my first album, which was Solfeggio from Earthly Frequencies. They're dealing with these six frequencies. And then I had incorporated some other ones into there. And then I expanded it out to my second album, which was Divine Frequencies. So one of the most common questions that I get asked is, you know, which frequency is going to be best for me? Well, mm-hmm. I don't know. Your body's going to know with it. It's going to kind of probably thirst for these frequencies. All of our life is all of energy and in constant motion. And so it's going to probably know what these frequencies are that you're going to want for it. A lot of people can really relate to the love frequency of 528. And then also there's a universal frequency of 432, which 432 hertz vibrates on the principles of the golden mean of, you know, pi, which is derived through mathematics, geometry, numerology, and a series discovered by Leonardo Fibonacci. It's also going to appear in the human body, other animals, plants, DNA, and our solar system. So oddly enough, the last album that I had recorded, because I've had so many people request for 432 and 528, was put together with these two frequencies, which we've called love and gratitude. So it's just a matter of you know, your body's going to know which frequency it is intuitively and be able to pick if you're watching YouTube, if you're going through your sound healing collection.
You know what I think is the most important thing, too, is that sometimes I will, like, listen to certain frequencies and they just, there's nothing. I don't feel, don't sense. It's just like flat line. But then there's other frequencies. It's like you can actually sense or feel, as we would say, energy around you or energy moving in you. And those I enjoy much more than the flatline frequencies, you know, because it actually, you're a part of it, you know. And I really think that that's pretty much where a lot of people are looking for.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. One of the things that led me doing this, I developed a technology that's called SoundSync technology, because I know a lot of people are going out there saying I'm recording in 528, but are they really, do they know what the key is and what the harmonic values of those notes that are in the scale? Now, I'm not going to go into music theory because most people really don't want to hear about that, but that really goes into another deeper aspect of it. Is what note are you using in that frequency with it? And then there's the second part of it, too, that, you know, my body doesn't need it because maybe it gets enough of it from just what I'm doing through daily activity. It might be like a mineral deficiency. And as all of this, and I got to quote Einstein on this because I love this. He says that in 1905, he discovered the law of vibration, that it's a law of nature that states that nothing rests, everything moves, everything vibrates,
right.
And it's the difference between the manifestations of the physical, the mental, emotional, and the spiritual results simply from different levels of vibrating energy and frequencies. So that's as our bodies are – go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
So as our bodies are these vibrating bits of energy, we can have too much of one type of vibration or energy, or we might need another one. That's going to be able to bring us down to slow us down,
right.
Especially with dealing with all the vibrations of the news and the media, especially everything that we've seen just happen in the past week and the 2 weeks, and how it's dividing and putting a lot of hate and anger out there with people. That's a very low energy and a very negative energy.
And also, too, if you look at it and to the listeners, a little bit more of an idea how to assimilate this. More is, let's say you go past a rock concert on your way home from work. You're agitated about work. You're really annoyed and everything. You hear all this extra music and it's loud and it's banging and, you know, kids are crossing in front of your cars and everything. That's a frequency you don't want. But then you will roll up your windows and you turn on quiet music in your car and it adjusts your energy. That's what we're talking about. So what is your energy of your body? It's that which you feel, that which that vibration is there. You can sense with the concert it's not good for you, especially after work or whatever, but you may feel that if you separate yourself from it, roll up your windows and put your own music on, you can rebalance your vibration. And so that's what this music does. This is about rebalancing that vibration for your health of your body, your mind, or your spirit. And it's really about finding and bringing in fine-tuning so that you don't have to do anything. You just put on your earphones and you just take it all in. And then let your body do what it needs to do, right?
Exactly. And I love the analogy you're talking about, like a concert or something, because how I kind of got started into this is that, like most young aspiring musicians, and rock and roll was a big thing. I was a child of the 80s growing up through that. And so going through college, and even before college, I started playing in some rock bands. And, of course, all of our tunings that we did was all tuned to 440. And I can describe 440 if you want here in a little bit. But 440 is a very dissonant tuning. It creates tension. It creates aggravation. It creates disease, and makes us anxious. This is what you'll hear in a lot of your media stuff that were going on in the background and what for. And so as I'm playing around in these bands, and I was also a studio musician working towards my college degree, I could no longer sleep at night, because when I came off the stage at 10, 11, 12 o'clock and then went back, I had these just amplified frequencies running through me, which years later, it's funny to look at. You know, I guess I know why a lot of these bands don't stick together, because if they're playing that same thing together with this aggravation, you know, tuning, maybe they might want to take a break from each other, of course.
But also, too, if you look at it, it was also those years when I grew up in the 70s. It was post-Vietnam. It was people were looking for something different. There were still a lot of angry people. So there was really a split. You know, the hippies were trying to tell you everybody love is everything. And then you had the other people who were angry about everything. So, you know, that's how music took its split. It either went pop or it went rock. So really the rock kind of tended to be that, you know, that sense of that real dissonant kind of sometimes. And then along came country when you either had the soppier music, you know. So you can kind of see how music kind of played out for the times that it was in, you know.
Oh, absolutely. You got jazz, which is a whole different genre that took you in a different energy. The blues, look at where the blues came from. And, of course, rock evolved from the blues. So
different. Well, Ted, let's play one of your songs right here. Let's play Gratitude and Grace. Can you share a little bit about how this song came about?
Yeah, Gratitude and Grace, I wrote that song was pretty much for Mother Earth. And that it's to this album that this is particularly off of is off of my Solfeggio Healing with the Fairies. And so it was a great experience kind of going through dealing with some of the second dimension and the earthly elementals, especially seeing that we are earthbound 3D bodies here. And so Gratitude and Grace is kind of a reminder from the fairies that to have more gratitude towards Mother Earth. Sometimes I think that we get so distracted with what we're doing in our daily activities with our phones and our electronics and our texting that we're not really grounded back into Earth, which we're vibrating with that same energy being a part of her as she moves through this universe. And it's a reminder to stop and back off from all of that and take some time into nature. Every day we should spend some time in nature to give a little bit of gratitude, you know, whether it's walking in the grass, whether it's just sitting in the backyard or in a favorite park, listening to the birds and watching what's doing that, so that we can, you know, we can feel stronger connections to this elemental realm of Mother Earth.
Absolutely. Well, let's play this selection and here we go. So really, Ted, with all of your music, you can hear every single sound, distinct sound, as we go through it. And if you really put headphones on, you can hear every little tiny sound that you've done in the song.
Yeah, yeah. And I actually, I do a lot of this stuff with my this technology I developed called SoundSync Tech. So as one element that we're also talking about is the frequency that we're dealing with this, and gratitude and grace, this is at 432 mm-hmm. hertz. I also incorporate binaural beats in there. So this one will also have, depending on the album, because I did two mixes off of the Fairies and then the Love and Grace. Love and Grace album, I also incorporated in alpha and theta frequencies, which is a first, so that you can get
right.
both of those frequencies in there with the frequency on it. But and we've got scientific studies. Those who are interested in seeing the science with it, we can go in that a little bit if you'd like. But I've got some videos that are up that will be able to show you scientifically how it's working with our energy fields and is particularly affecting our human energy field. You can go to tedwinslow.com, and I've got some studies up there to show what these frequencies are doing, how they change you before and after, such as listening to 440 music, then going to some of my music that's going to have a theta in it, and how it can change you in just a matter of one song.
And it definitely is about how people will say, I listened to a song and I just felt better. I listened or I heard something and it just seemed to take, quote, the edge off. Or it just seemed to energize me. So people don't always need to be brought down. Sometimes some people need to be brought up also in the energy. And that's really what these frequencies would do. They would balance you. They would find where it is for you and bring you into that potential balance, correct?
Absolutely. I'm able to, through the frequencies and the way that I've done these compositions, it's a customized brainwave technology that's based on binaural beats, composition, tunings, and state-of-the-art recording techniques. So it's going to be able to be associated with various mental states, and you can coax your brainwaves to a certain frequency, and in doing so, you're able to achieve the mental state associated with that frequency. It's basically influencing the function of the brain in ways besides those just related to hearing, and it's a phenomenon that's known as frequency following response. It's a concept that if one receives a stimulus with a frequency in a range of the brain waves, the predominant brainwave frequency is said to likely move towards the frequency. And this is a process that we've probably all heard called entrainment.
Right. Interesting. You know, let's talk for a second. So if the world is moving from 3D to 5D, what's going to happen to our frequencies then?
they're gonna get running around really fast. I can imagine. That's a good question. I'm not exactly sure how to answer that, because I see some of these people that I work with, and they can tap right into 5D really quick, and
right.
I can see scientifically where they're going. That the bodies can't go there. Our 3D bodies won't be able to go there. Now, this music is going to be able to help you. I want to say that if we're able to go into this 5D, we're going to be able to start doing manifestations and be able to do that here in the 3D world too. We just have to be conscious of it and pure with our intentions with it.
Yeah, it seems more that it's the transition that's the most important. Granted, we're not fully in 3D anymore, and granted, we're not in 5D anymore. We are all have some aspects along the, you know, along the curve. And really, as we transition to those, I think we'll make the difference. We'll be able to see where they'll be important to us at certain points. And other points, other frequencies will be, and then eventually they may not be at all, you know, as you said. But I definitely can see we are making those transitions, or we wouldn't have even been talking about these frequencies at this point in our life. I mean, 10 years ago, I don't think we would have been as much as we are today. So there are changes going on, and people are saying that frequency doesn't resonate with me anymore, and I'm on to something else. So I think they're more as the transition, you know, the transitional work that we really need.
Right. Which is, you know, you think that we are all vibrating this electromagnetic vibration. You can even look to the Schumann effect with where the Earth's frequency is. And mm-hmm. here they're talking about that the Earth's frequency, that as well is raised, has been starting to go up. It's typically right. been around 7.8 hertz. And I think it's been going up to 16.5, which
right,
oddly enough
that.
Goes to the Pythagorean formula, which is harmonically related to the 528. So,
yeah.
you know, time's speeding up as well as we're going through this.
It's incredible, and you can feel it. People can feel there's a sense, you know, when you go out or even when you're at home, you just say something is just, there's just that sense out there, you know? I mean, people will say, oh, everything looks great outside, or it looks different when they go out, or they don't recognize things anymore, or they start to recognize different things. So there are, everybody is on a different space. On, you know, this great big globe, what I call it just a huge big polka dot dot, you know. Everybody's a different dot, and we're all in different places, and there's no one that's similar, but we're all, you know, in this space together. So it's really definitely a unique place to be.
Well, one of kind of the cool aspects that I've noticed about lately, too, is that we're comprised of these five, you know, these five bodies, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and higher self.
Right.
We could start to see some of these 3D bodies that aren't making the jump and aren't being able to go, and it's kind of easy to start intuitively knowing what's going to happen next in that situation, which is, makes us better prepared. Oh, I see this happening. I'm going to go ahead and react here, and sure enough, you know, less than 24 hours, something is kind of crushed it there.
Yeah, it's the funniest thing, you know. There's certain things that will occur, and I'll say, oh, this I see this happening next. And sure enough, within 24, 48 hours, it just shows up. Well, you know, I can remember I had moved back to Louisiana in 2004, and I said, someone said something to me. I don't know what it was. And out of my mouth came, this place is just going to be a strip, you know, a strip in the water. And sure enough, within the year, there was, you know, Hurricane Katrina. So you sense, you start to sense things that you can, you don't know why you're saying things or why you may move to a certain area or why you might be doing different work that you're doing, and just know that it's all okay and just keep going with the flow. I think that's the most important thing. And also, too, you can also sense when someone's around you and they say, that's the way it is, it's always the way it is, and you just, all you can do is just smile and keep going yourself, you know, and not to be taken down by those frequencies, because if you get down into that bottom spot, it's a pretty tough place to keep murking around in there when everything around you is trying to go higher, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think that's pretty much well said.
Yeah, we get these pretty tight ones. How about let's play a little bit of Peaceful Journey. Do you have a share any story about that?
Yeah, Peaceful Journey was, I put that on my last album, which was Love and Gratitude, and this one is done in 432 hertz. And oddly enough, this was the last song that I did on it, and so it has special mm-hmm. meaning for me, because as I was doing it, I had my guides and angels and higher self, and everybody was giving me kind of this higher sense of a poke of where
right.
I'm going to be going on my next album and dealing with the technology. It was also after finishing this that they showed me, instead of just doing theta, here's another way that you can incorporate both theta and alpha. And when I put those frequencies on this album, I was like, oh, my God, I couldn't believe the different stuff that I was able to just consciously start to tap into. So it was groundbreaking. It's been groundbreaking for me and where I'm going to develop not only my recording technique and my music, but also for where my live performances are going to start to go for the next year.
Interesting, interesting. Let's play a little slip.
Thank you.
And you know, Ted, I think Peaceful Journey is something great, especially for people who are having a lot of health struggles. You know, that seems to, as you listen to it, it kind of, you can almost feel like you're on a wave. Do you know what I mean? It's sort of, it's calming, but it kind of just guides you through for some sense. That's what I get with that.
Yeah, it kind of ferries you along so out through some of the thickness. And that was the intention that I was going through with that, is we're transitioning from one place into another. It's always nice to know that we've got something or someone or higher self or frequency that can help assist us into that journey. And so that's where we came with the peaceful journey.
Let's talk for a second about the word healing. People always say, what does healing mean? And I like to say healing is something that you feel more at peace. You feel that it isn't broken. It feels that you're in the present. It feels that you're okay and you're safe. And when we think about healing, people sometimes have the general connotation that they're going to be at the age of 85, they're going to wipe away all their disease, and they're going to be able to run around like they're 30. So what is your connotation of healing when you use those words?
That's hard to follow up with you being a doctor in all of this, but for me, it's a big change in your health, and that it's the positive frequencies that we're going to feel that's going to instantly affect you. You can think of addiction, feelings of fear, grief, desperate, you know, despair, all vibrate mm-hmm. at low frequencies and pain. And that healing is something that's going to make us feel good, where we don't have to feel any of the negative things, be it, you know, a negative pain. I've never heard of a good pain, so to speak. And that it has peace of mind, that we're inside of our body, where we don't want to be out of our body or out of a situation or someplace else.
Let's speak for a little bit about meditation. People say that, you know, when they sit down to meditate, they find a book, they look at it on TV or on a CD or something on the internet, and there's a position and there's smells and there's frequencies and there's, you know, candles and all this other stuff. And some people say, I just can't get where I need to go. Do you think that some of your music might help in that space?
I'm completely confident that it would be able to help to get in that space. When I went out, started doing this, I was listening to sound healing that my wife was playing, and I thought it sounded like bad elevator music, and I couldn't. So it just sent me on this whole different journey. And then, of course, I was like the biggest person to be able to follow that. I've always kind of had a high energy, and it was tough for me to be able to sit down and meditate from what people were telling me for, you know, I've heard from 30 minutes to 90 minutes. Right. And I just don't have 90 minutes in a day. I wish I had 90 minutes in a day to sit down to be able to meditate. But when I started playing with these frequencies and developing these compositions and these songs, I have a mathematical formula that I kept trying over and over and using and testing on it. And so I was using it with 6 minutes. If I could get the listener to put the headphones on, now they're blocking around all the outside stimulus. They're all that outside world that is trying to invade us and put us into its vibration and take us out of our own natural vibration, that you can now be able to spend that 6 minutes manifest in the music, listen to it. It goes around in the headphones on you, and be able to walk away and go, oh my God, I could definitely feel something there. I've got great testimonies that have come back with, you know, everything from firefighters who were there at 9/11 on the ground that have had a hard time mm-hmm. adjusting after the aftermath that they have seen. I had a female was going through some very painful treatments, and I can't remember she didn't want me to know what the treatments were, but she was going through some treatments and it helped ease the pain. Mm-hmm. I've had a dentist one time was listening to one of the shows and listened to a 2-minute sample on her lunch break, and it cleared her headache that she'd had. And can you imagine being a dentist? You're sitting here with a drill on every other patient with that high-pitched sound and associating with the pain that, and or you know, giving the drugs. And so And now she listens to my music in her dental chair on her lunch breaks. It helps her with it. Oddly enough, I've had paranormal groups have been using my music to go in and clear homes and clear their businesses. Writers and authors, we have a publishing company, and they've been using my music to help start and continue to create their process with writing their books. My wife loves going into the theta state, and now that she puts my music on, and she's now used to it by listening to it, that she can listen to one track, and she says she goes straight into the theta state. I can do that the same thing, too, because I know where it's coming with the binaural beat that's going with that,
mm-hmm.
which, oddly enough, I've been...
Oh, no. I think we lost Ted. Ted, if you can hear me, just call back in, and we will play Queen of the Fairies in the meantime. You're back with us. We just played Queen of the Fairies while we lost you.
Oh, good. Here comes those energies again, right?
I'm telling you. Oh, my goodness. Share a little bit about Queen of the Fairies, your story.
Queen of the Fairies. I actually was going through a past life regression. And during this session, Enha came in strong and was bringing in this huge royal type of energy. And she'd given me a message to create a song in the hertz of 785 and to bury certain frequencies in a certain way, and that this would be a huge help to humanity. And so basically it was a song of, I like to think of sometimes these bad negative energies that come at us as a reptile energy. And so this song
right.
is going to be a royal reptilian repellent. Especially the big, nasty white ones. And so it's kind of like I tell people, it's the play this in their home. It's like a dog whistle that when these bad energies hear these frequencies, they hate it. We can't really hear it, but I put it down. And so it's comes from Enha and the Queen of the Fairies.
You know, it's interesting what you say, too, is that you don't have to hear every single sound and note. And someone may hear something other than someone else may hear something else. And that's exactly the point, is you will hear what you need and you'll be able to sense what you'll be able to pick up. How about a question, though, about when you play these in your home, what about children or animals?
I think they're great for children and animals. One of the things is I've got some people who do a lot of work with horses that I'm waiting to hear some feedback. They do a lot of horse healing where the horses come up to you and able to heal you. It's not so much jumping on a saddle and go cowboying around an arena.
Mm-hmm.
My dogs go unconscious. I have a black lab who's a high energy dog, is a purebred, and I've got a little black schnauzer. We call her Mean Cupcake because she used to have a little cupcake sweater that was the most god-awful looking thing. But she always growled at everybody. So, you know, I guess if I was in a cupcake sweater, I'd growl too.
I guess.
But those dogs will just, they'll go out. My kids, they don't have to do it anymore because they're so entrained with my music that they had a hard time sleeping at night with nightmares. And so they would always put on my albums and they would be out. I had another person that replied to me and said that she had unwanted house guests that were staying with her at her ranch. And one of them was a little kid that was, you know, probably a little kid, no other young kids around, bouncing off the walls and having a hard time dealing with it. And she's like, I just want these guys gone. I'm having a hard time dealing with all this energy, and it's not our energy here that we have at the ranch. And I'm like, well, we'll play this in the background, see what happens. And the kids started kind of coming down from it. And eventually the unwanted house guests that were supposed to stay like a short time, who are staying a much longer, all of a sudden were able to transition to that next part of their life.
That is really cool. And also, too, what we do want to highlight is that this is probably not something you play when you're driving, correct?
Don't drive when you're listening to it, because if you can slip into theta and go through that, that's probably not best. You need to be there and be conscious behind the wheel with what you're doing on that. But it beforehand, it'll help with any of that, those people who commit road rage on you.
I'm telling you. And actually get yourself in the state of mind, you know, and grounded before you're driving. It's funny because I'll tell you, one day I was going down the street and all of a sudden something in my head said, look at the clouds, and I did, and I forgot I was driving, you know. So, I was totally, I just got ungrounded, you know, and it was not good. I kind of like went in the grass where I wasn't supposed to be, you know, the whole thing. So, you know.
That's scary.
Yeah, and you can very easily these days get yourself in and out of those spaces. It's like you just can drift off, you know. So it's really important to be able to be good and grounded. And you do have a lot of songs on your other albums about grounding and centering. So that is available, the frequency, right?
Absolutely. And actually, while we're kind of talking about that, what I want to do for you and your listeners is I want to give away a free copy of my Angelic Sound Healing album. So that way that the listeners that are listening to the show, you know, it's gratitude for what you do and that they can experience these firsthand, so that, you know, you can, once you hear it, and I've been so well taken care of that I know that if you like that, you're going to love the other albums too. And Angelic Sound Healing, it deals with our archangels. So we have that Zadkiel, Uriel, Raphael, Jophiel, Michael, Gabriel, Jamuel. And it's all in the angelic frequencies, 444, 111, 333. And so the listeners, if you can go onto my website, which is tedwinslow.com, and you'll go to the store, you'll select the Angelic Sound Healing album, and you'll check out with it. And there's going to be a place to put a coupon code. This is important because this zeroes out. You should not be putting in a credit card number because this is a gift. The angels want everybody to have this so that we can all raise our frequency too. That's the main thing,
right?
Too, why we want to give this out. And so if you put in the coupon code radio, RADIO, it'll balance out to a zero balance. If you don't have that, you didn't enter it in the coupon or you missed the step, do not put in the credit card. And this can only happen on my website too. I am on Amazon, and this is actually one of my Amazon bestsellers. So, and I'm on iTunes. I can't do that for those. I can just do it off of my website.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's really interesting you had spoke about that offer, and thank you so much for that, because the listeners will be able to get a taste of your music, and that's really what's so important, because once you feel it and sense it, you will want more of it. And you will feel, you know, how can it expand? Because it's sort of like when you smell a chocolate cake or you think about it, you got to go to the store to get the recipe. You know, you got to go to the store to pick up all the parts, and then you can't wait till it comes out of the oven. So that's kind of the idea with your music, is that it kind of opens you up to this space that you just want to keep expanding in it. And I think that's what your music is all about.
Absolutely. They're going to be able to hear truly the difference between just regular sound healing, because we all know that sound healing, just in a basic form with playing a medicine drum, to if you do get the tuning of a guitar or you're playing a crystal bowl, you know, that's great. But it's kind of like us dealing with a smoothie, that if you have a smoothie that just has carrots in it, or if you have a smoothie that's going to have, you know, turmeric, carrots, celery, I like kale, you know, spinach, you're going to get all of these other frequencies or all these other nutrients. They're going to be able to come into it. So,
okay, now stop, because you don't like kale. Kale has no taste, and it tastes waxy.
There is something about kale which is probably goes with that thing that my body just loves it, because I don't use ranch dressing on it. I might use a vinegar. I like vinegar, especially Bragg's vinegar. I put that in the smoothie, especially put like apple and banana with it to sweeten it up a little bit. Something, my body just craves the kale. I grow it in our backyard.
Oh, cool. So that must be it, because it's in your backyard, you know, because some people, even myself, when I go buy it here in the South at the store, it is just, it's unpalatable, just not going to happen. But when you go to California or when you go to these other places, it tastes so different, and that's really about the difference. So let's take that about your music, is about, you know, you'll notice a difference and you'll say, I don't get it, I don't understand it, but come back to it over and over and you get something different each and every time.
Well, yeah, it's so fun to see people, you know, again, they'll say, oh, well, which frequency, I have this or I do this, which frequency do I want?
Mm-hmm.
And I've got like over 136 tracks. I've actually lost count. This just frequency after frequency after frequency. And the beautiful thing is that I keep having with my higher self, the angels, my spirit guides, spirit, whatever you want to call them, that are constantly working with me. I've got like three other albums that I have already written out. I just haven't gotten the compositions to them, but I've got them mathematically all mapped out with the frequencies and everything that's on that. So it's like, it's constantly coming, which is, to me, is just showing that this is something that's supposed to be out there with this transition, again, as we're going through this peaceful journey, to help us to get back into the right vibration, get into our frequency, let our electromagnetic vibration vibrate with the earth.
Yeah, because when you just keep going against things, you keep going against making decisions that you didn't really want to, or going along with people that you really shouldn't, or maybe being in a job or a life that you really don't want to be, things will show up to either knock you down to your feet, put you back, hold you back, whatever that might be, because you will get stuck to that. So really about frequencies is really what I say is about clearing the dust in the room so that you can see where you are. And that's really important, because sometimes you just can't even hear things. You know, we always say, listen to your body, and everybody says, I can't hear it, I can't hear it, I don't know what the problem is. Well, maybe there's just too much dust in the room, and these frequencies will help clear out some of that dust. So I really think there's a great selection on your website for someone to be able to say, that name is drawing me in, I'm not sure why, oh, that word looks kind of cool, maybe I'll try that. And that's really where people get started, I think.
Absolutely. And right along those lines you're talking about is that water and frequency impact all of life. And water is our main life source. You're the doctor. What, 75% of our body is water?
Right.
And brain and heart is about 73% of that. And so these energy, these frequencies are transferred, you know, through the vibration of water.
Yeah, and also, too, when people do have a lot of pain, we always call it stuck energy. Chinese medicine, Western medicine, we always have these concepts, it's stuck energy. So if you can play something like a frequency, you see it on TV when someone's singing and the glass shatters because the vibration went through the glass. So if you can think of that in your body, something will maybe shake through and some of that pain will dissipate, which is really great. And you know, so there's all kinds of different ways to heal, shift your energy, be able to come into peace or resonating with your day, and don't feel so agitated all the time instead of reaching for the opioids or reaching to the doctor saying, I'm in pain, and nobody's fixing me. You know, there's a lot of different things you can try, and I really think these sound frequencies is a great start.
Oh, absolutely. Energy, if it's not properly balanced, it'll go into a state of oscillation or chaos. And
yes.
Energy that is randomly spinning and bouncing around in a disorganized fashion, rather than being carefully balanced and in an ordered way, it's not going to be good energy. And we could see it. We can not only see it, we can feel it. It closes down our chakras. It takes away our energy. Going on some of the, I'm not to prescribe by any means or anything, but I question some of the chemistry that is being prescribed to people to put them into a whole different state of energy.
Absolutely. Well, Ted, could you share with the listeners how to find out more information about you? That would be wonderful.
Absolutely. You can find out more information. The main place to go to would be my website, which is tedwinslow.com. You can hit me up on Twitter at Ted Winslow. And then I'm on Facebook as well, with Ted Winslow. And then I've got a page on there, Solfeggio Sound Healing, where I'm always putting up some stuff about some of the frequencies and things.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to play Tree Wisdom to play out the show. Do you have any story with Tree Wisdom?
Old and wise is what I love about trees. That's how I view them. Is without trees, we wouldn't be able to survive. And especially these old oak trees that are in the parks, think of how much that they've seen and been through. They've provided us warmth in time, shelter. And so it's just thinking of everything that they've seen and feeling the energy and the love and the roots that branch out. That's where tree wisdom comes from.
Well, very great. Thank you so much for joining us, Ted. We'll play Tree Wisdom going out to the show. And to the listeners, thank you so much for joining us today. And please do check out Ted's website. It is on the bottom of today's show page. So thank you so much, Ted, for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Jeanette. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on Wellness Radio.
Great. You have a great day.
You too.